plans to send missiles and drones to Russia for Ukraine war. Now, for the record, the Iranians said, no, we're not. We haven't sold any drones to Russia. I don't know who is telling the truth. I don't know. The Washington Post says that they have U.S. intelligence sources that say Iran is sending missiles now, not just drones.
Drones, right.
Now,
that's the change in the story.
Iran's got a lot of missiles, a lot. And if this is true, then this is a game changer. But we got a couple quotes from the Washington Post article.
Well, according to the Post, Iran is strengthening its commitment to supply arms for Russia's assault in Ukraine. That's according to U.S. and allied security officials, secretly agreeing to send not only attack drones, but also what some officials described as the first Iranian-made surface-to-surface missiles intended for use against Ukrainian cities and troop positions. An intelligence assessment shared in recent days with Ukrainian and U.S. officials contends that Iran's armaments industry is preparing a first shipment of Fata 110s and Zafar missiles, two well-known Iranian short-range ballistic missiles capable of striking targets at distances of 300 and 700 kilometers. Two officials briefed on the matter said, if carried out, it would be the first delivery of such missiles to Russia since the start of the war. So this, once again, as Rick was saying, this changes the element within the theater here.
So now Iran, let's say that this article is correct. Iran is now involved in the Ukraine war. The next article, Times of Israel, as Russia turns to Iranian-made drones, Kiev, to request Israeli air defense help.
So a day after Moscow attacked energy and infrastructure sites across Ukraine with kamikaze drones, Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmitry Kuleba, that was the one that we had the tweet earlier, said his country plans to submit a formal request to Israel asking for immediate air defense assistance. He said, given the amount of destruction Iranian drones have caused to Ukrainian civilian infrastructure, the deaths and injuries caused to our people, as well as the possible continuation of Iran's supply of weapons to Russia, I submitted a proposal to break off diplomatic ties with Iran to the Ukrainian president, Kuleba said in a Facebook video.
He said, Doc, if these stories are correct, that Iran is selling weapons, missiles, and drones to Russia, and Israel is selling anti-air defense systems to Ukraine, or not selling, but giving them. Ukraine doesn't buy anything.
Right.
They get a card that they get anything they want. But if these stories are true, then both Iran and Israel have become targets in World War III, both countries. They're not in Eastern Europe, but they are now legitimate targets for both sides in World War III. The West can claim a justification to bomb Iran,
and they've been
looking Russia can claim a justification to bomb Israel. Do you see how fast this thing is spinning out of control? We're now taking in other countries now. We're now taking in the Middle East. Plus, we have the Saudis lining up with Russia. Doc, is it out of the question that a few months from now, if we don't go nuclear in the next 2-3 months, Saudi Arabia may be in the war? The way this is going?
And to think U.S. policy over the past, especially over the past 5 years, has been pushing Saudi Arabia in opposition against Iran. Now,
what
we may
they
have
team
a whole
up?
New a new alliance here between Saudi Arabia and Iran. I mean, they're already partners in OPEC.
Yes.
They're already, Iran's trying to get into BRICS, too.
That's true. That's true. Very good point. So what if all of a sudden the Iranians and the Saudis, as you say, you know what?
We're Arab brothers.
Yeah. The Iranians are Persians.
Well.
Okay. But they're both Muslims.
Right.
What if they say, you know what, let's stop fighting among ourselves. Let's fight the West. Let's create a new world order. And let's join forces. That could easily happen. We've lost the Saudis as an ally.
I don't see how we recover from that at all.
This next story.